Hello, this is Apostle. We're going to get started this morning on very important territory. We're going to deal with some things that I think that in this season, we got to be on top of it. So I pray that God's spirit and that we come into harmony this morning. Because I believe that LTMA has an assignment from God in these times to really bring the body of Christ into the places that it should be. Pastors and those of you who are ministers, go out and minister. We're going to set a plan, I believe a divine plan, a divine wisdom and divine insight this morning that is beyond measurement, where the church really need to go. I want to inspire you and impart to you some things that the Father has instilled in my heart for the church at large. The church is actually somewhat in trouble. And the reason that the church is in trouble, I don't believe at a large degree she's fully prepared for these times, which is recorded in Matthew 24 and in the book of Jude, for sure, as other places. And so I want to prepare you as ministers. I'm ready for it. And the reason I'm ready for it is spending time in the presence of God, knowing what the signs of the time is. And I know some of y'all are ready for it. But I'm going to bring forth some things this morning that I think the whole body of Christ needs to know, but we're going to operate in it as a remnant. I'm going to give you some scripture that you need to make note of. I'll read some of them in a few moments. Hebrews 2, 1 through 4. 2 Peter 1. 19 through 21, and 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. I'm going to begin to ask a question that I think would get us ready for what's about to happen. Are you ready to operate in the supernatural more fully? And the reason I wrote down emotion and programs and performance and man-made preaching have almost shut the real flow of the supernatural down over the years. More modernized preaching have come into the church at large. And what I want to do with LTMA is to bring us back into the flow of the supernatural. And the reason is Satan have a stranglehold on the world system. And secondly, he have built strongholds in the body of Christ. And the only thing that can remove this stranglehold off the world system and off strongholds out of the body of Christ is that there are ministers who start operating in the flow of the supernatural. Very important. I'm going to give some data before I read the scriptures. I said, first of all, here are apostolic insights of functioning in the supernatural at all times. Now, listen very carefully. The scriptures, salvation, and the supernatural are divinely connected. The scriptures, salvation, and the supernatural, all three are divinely connected. You can't leave one out. So in order for the scriptures and salvation to function and manifest and demonstrate as they should, LTMA, what we're going to do is recognize that the Spirit of God wants us to operate in the supernatural plans of God. And all that we're going to do that, we're divinely directed. So let me give you the scripture. Let me give it to you again. The scriptures, salvation, and the supernatural are divinely connected. Number one, stop letting the supernatural slip. We're in Hebrews 2 now. We're in Hebrews 2. I'm going to read in a minute. Number two, it's time to be steadfast. I would say steadfast in the spirit. Number three, salvation is out of the ordinary, but is extremely extraordinary. Salvation, the word salvation carries the spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit. It carries all supernatural manifestation, functioning, abilities, strength, inspiration. The spoken word is invalidated without the supernatural. Signs must come forth in these times. Signs must come forth in these times. Again, I said Satan have a stranglehold on the world, strongholds in the souls of the church. In these times, we must operate in the supernatural. Now look at Hebrews 2, and it'll back us up because I'm going to deal with some words there in Hebrews 2. I'm going to deal with the word slip, steadfast, shall, salvation, spoken, and sign. When I began to study, those words was pulled out to me by the Holy Ghost. And you see them. I call them PowerPoints for our impartation today. We can't let the word slip. We got to be steadfast. Let's misread. Hebrews 2, 1 through 4 is a invitation and direction for us to go back into our mode of supernatural, that this world can't touch us. No matter what they do, no matter who what do, the church will still stand out. The church cannot stand out without the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, without the inspiration of the scripture. That's the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, the inspiration of the scriptures. We'll look at that in a few moments. Verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 2 is of utmost importance for us now to move beyond performance, move beyond porn, move beyond being pretty, move beyond all that, and just yield and be ugly for the Lord. In other words, let the Lord use you like he want to use you. Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Verse 1 give us the word slip. And I'm saying that at large, because of so many added things into the work of the ministry, the supernatural somewhat has slipped. Now, I'm not talking about going after miracles, just seeking miracles. No, I'm talking about seeking God and the miracles will automatically come. Seeking the scriptures, to rightly divide the word. You've got Paul says, study to show yourself approval to God, a workman need not be ashamed. Rightly divide the word of truth. When you rightly divide the word of truth, supernatural going to be right on the back of it. And so I believe, LTM, maybe we're going to have to unlearn some of the things, myself included, some of the things that we have proclaimed that are so powerful and doing squat duty. I don't know if you understand what that word is, so it's nothing. And so you can expect from this importation, you can expect a grave change in your anointing and the way you're going to approach things. I believe the Holy Spirit have given me his word that he's going to help me to help you as your leader to step into this apostolic insight of functioning in the supernatural at all times. Go to the second verse, Hebrews 2:2. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense or reward, and I pulled out there the word steadfast. Steadfast is a stabilizing factor in the spirit. That's what we need, a stabilizing factor in the spirit where we function, we're not shaky. We can't be shaken. We're steadfast. We're stable. We got a stance. And we cannot have that stance with the news media saying one thing and us saying something else, and we no powerful than them. they got to know the words that come in our mouth are supernatural words. And we, first of all, we got to know it. And we got to get deeper into it to understand 2021. We got to be ready. These are the last days, and things going to get evil and more evil. But we got to be able to minister to our people and let them know that there's nothing Satan can do to destroy us. We're still going to be blessed. We're still going to be healthy. We're still going to be wealthy. We're still going to be wise. We're still going to be walking with God, walking by faith. I was listening to F.F. Bowers last night, and one of the things he says, when you're operating in faith, you can't look at symptoms, you can't look at signs, and you can't look at your feeling. And if you're believing for healing, you can't even look at your body. Your faith is not in your body. Your faith is in God. And so what the enemy would do, when you're operating in faith, he'll show you a symptom. And so now you believing more in the symptom than you're believing in God. You see how simple that is? I have to study that some more with F.F. Bowers. So my daddy used to follow him. All right, in the third verse, how shall we escape? See now, the supernatural is the body of Christ or the church only escape. And if you go into the pulpit and not available to the supernatural, you're going through the molds as we, you know, go through. But from this day forward, I hope you to be ready to be expecting the Holy Spirit to take your service over. How should we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was continued, confirmed to us by them that heard him? Now, the word salvation. And I say to you that scripture, salvation, and the supernatural are divinely connected. So supernatural is no extra. It comes with Jesus. It comes with the Holy Spirit. It comes with salvation. So we have to know that. And it's my job as your leader to impart that to you more than ever, to keep those three connected. Always expect the supernatural. Always expect the supernatural. Train your people when you minister to always expect something to happen out of the ordinary, because we are not ordinary people. We are people, we have the citizenship of the kingdom of God. And the Bible says in Hebrews 12, we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So unless we minister in the realm of the supernatural, our people are going to be shook, just like everybody is. You see, the church is in the world, but not of the world. The church should have the solution. That is, the church should have the solution for anything that comes up. And the solution is not a natural solution. The solution is a supernatural solution, you see. In other words, you may not have never heard this term before, but the Holy Spirit spoke to me the other day. Our supernatural immune system, our spirit, can handle anything. Every believer has a supernatural immune system. And I'm not talking physically only. I'm talking about for everything. Once the supernatural is the supernatural immune system. In other words, nothing can work that is ill will. Nothing can work that is a problem to us. Are you following me? All right, now, so put together the word slip, put together the word steadfast, and put together the word salvation. Now, the false word, the false verse, give us another word called signs. God also bear them witness with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. So we can't let the signs and the wonders and the divers miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost slip. I think verse 4 is a supernatural ingredient. And God also bear them witness with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gift of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Now, in Peter, 2 Peter, and I have to go through this class because the dynamics in which we're dealing with now are so strong, we're going to have walking places. When I get off this line, you're going to have to be able to walk in another dimension. I mean, the Lord didn't connect us for no reason at all. We're not just a little organization, and we're not here to put nobody down, but we've got to get what we need to get. Are you following me? So in 2 Peter chapter 1, I think this is so important, verse 19 and through 21 is so important. It says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shine in a dark place. That's what we need to do. Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Now look what verse 20 says. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. You see that? Now look at verse 21. Because this is supernatural ingredient here. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God, my goodness, holy women of God, speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. When you speak, when we begin to make sure that we're speaking as we are moved by the Holy Ghost, that means all performance, all popularity in the pulpit got to go. All pressure got to leave you, that whatever he says to you, I mean some of the most outstanding manifestation and demonstration I've had in my ministry over these years is awkward understanding, awkward words came to me, and they just brought me my ministry to another level. And that's the way the supernatural functions. He's not going to function in an ordinary form. That's why being grammatically right is not supernatural. Being grammatically wrong is not supernatural. But you just have to know how to yield and to flow with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the master of the supernatural. Amen. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, I have my family in here with me, and so I'm looking at their faces as I minister to you, my sons, my daughter-in-laws, and my daughter is in my office with me as I minister to you this morning. But I want them to be in here because I know this is a new dimension that we're about to step into. Now, you also cannot cut lightly in this time 2 Timothy chapter 3. I want those three scriptures, Holy Spirit, I thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost brought me to those three scriptures to impart to you this morning's message. I may have to take it up another time also, but we're going to deal a whole lot with the supernatural during these times to get back functioning as the Lord wants us to function. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now, Job said, as a spirit in man, that's received inspiration from the Almighty. I believe that Job 32:8. I'm not sure. Might not be a chapter. 32:8. My youngest son and I were praying this morning, and the Lord gave us that scripture. What scripture is this? And you remember? Go look at the things we did. The words we said. I might give them those words in a little while. The word vision, wisdom. I'll give it to them in a few minutes. What is Job 32?
Job
32:8. Job 32:8. All right. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now notice verse 17. that the man of God or the woman of God may be perfect, may be matured, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You see? So God, thank you, Father, have put us in a position that we can't be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
See? So we have to move in that position in knowing that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God that are pulling down a stronghold, which is the word of God, that the supernatural is built in God's word. The Bible is a supernatural book. The Bible is talking about the moving of the Holy Ghost, the moving of the Spirit, moving beyond guidelines and rules and regulation and man-made government. We got another governing factor, the governing of the Holy Spirit. That is so important up in here today. All right. Now, remember what we're talking about now, functioning in the supernatural, and the Lord graced me and said to me that I could say this to you, apostolic insight in functioning in the supernatural. Paul and Peter functioned in the supernatural every moment. They're always ready to function supernatural. The church got somewhere where she got doing some other thing. One of the greatest dangers in the church today is forgetting or denying our rich spiritual heritage, which is the supernatural, miracles, working power of the Almighty God that give birth to the church. Then you got Acts 2:42. I want you to have this scripture because you're going to preach them up. Acts 2:42. But I want you to preach them to yourself first. Acts 2:42. I'm not saying nobody's not preaching, nobody not anointed, I'm not saying none of that. And so don't even let the devil bring that up to you. We're going somewhere else, that's all. He'll try to come up with all kinds of challenges. I know that. Shut up. Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Notice now, and I think the supernatural is based on this statement, because let's see, in 1 John 2:20, it said we have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things. Unction, utterance, understanding in the spirit world. You know, we got that prayer in Ephesians 1 where he said the spirit of wisdom give us, the Holy Ghost give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. Here's verse 4 now. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, I believe, here's what I believe. I believe from experience, I believe that when the Spirit gives utterance, the supernatural is subpoenaed. Got it? Mm-hmm. When the Spirit gives utterance, it subpoenas the supernatural. Mm-hmm. Because the Spirit works in no environment that does not possess the supernatural. It's very simple, but yet very sacred, and it's very serious what we're talking about here. That all of our ministry will have to change. We're going to have to, when we stand in the pulpit, when David, Carlos, Jeremiah, any one of y'all standing in the pulpit, you should be functioning under the unction of the Holy Ghost and the utterance of the Holy Ghost and the understanding step by step, what can these people do with what I said when they leave this church?
Mm-hmm.
It comes to that point. And then that's what's going to make your church grow. Because I got the prophecy. It's going to put a magnet on your ministry, and it's going to draw people from everywhere because people are now looking for an answer. I got more people online now. These people want an answer. These people ain't got no time for this fusion now. This vibe is running, jumping around here, and the political people going crazy. I ain't got no leaders in there. They're just going crazy. I need to know God. I need to know God for myself and how to protect myself. See, it's very important. All right, so Also, verse 43 in Acts 2. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. See, religion has gotten stronger. The world system have become religion real strong now, you know, because religion is kin to the world system. Revelation is the only thing that can wipe religion out. All right. Some people find it hard to believe that God will work miracles for them and through them. We're going to have to show them that Acts in Hebrews 1 through 4. You see, the miracle and the sign, listen very carefully, because he's given to me as I speak to you. The miracles, signs, and wonders, and supernaturalness is in the Word. Mm-hmm. He built it in his Word. That's what John 6:63 says. It's the spirit that quickens the flesh, profits and nothing. The word that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. Mm-hmm. Now, that spirit and life in the word in John 6:63 connects you with Romans 8:2. Mm-hmm. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from COVID. Mm-hmm. Free from lack. Mm-hmm. Free from fear. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Free from demonic forces. Free from devilish thinking. Yes, God. You have to let people know, yes, God will work a miracle in your life. Yes, miracles are looking for you. Now listen to this next statement. And I think it will help us. I think everybody about to take another notch. Everything about God is supernatural. Mm-hmm. Wow. Everything about God is supernatural. In other words, nothing can stop it. Isaiah 55:11. My word will not return to me void. See, you can't stop the word. Why? The word creates as it goes. If what need to happen is not there, see, signs, wonders, and miracles, oh Lord, is form of creation. Oh, my first time hearing that. That's my first time hearing that. See, the signs, wonders, and miracles are form of creation. It's supernatural. So we have creative power in the word, in us, and when the two connect, it got to happen. See, a miracle is if a person got bad lung and they end up got new lung, what that is? God then creates something on the inside of them. That's what we have to expect. That's what we have to expect, okay? The Bible is a supernatural book, breathed into existence by God himself. 2 Peter 1:21 is the breath of God. When you, oh my, I got to teach tonight. When you speak, you ought to realize you're speaking the breath of God. In the breath of God is the bridge that crawls over to the supernatural. Miracle, signs, wonders, no impossibility. And that's where LTM is going to stand out. That's why God connected you with this ministry. That's why, to you to stand out, you listen to this over and over again, guess what's going to happen? Life in the spirit is a supernatural life. Therefore, his true sons and daughters are led, controlled, and directed by the Spirit. Well, that's Romans 8:14 all day long, but that's Romans 8 chapter. You go down to Romans 8 chapter, because over in Ephesians, I think it's 4:23, it talks about being renewed in the spirit of your mind. And a lot of times, I know none of y'all have done this. I've done it sometimes. You think you're in the spirit, but you're in the flesh. You think you're in the spirit, but you're in your own mind. And then God correct you. And then God, our inadequacies, our insufficiencies, our inabilities are something that God left in us for us to totally depend upon him. I like that scripture where it says, and you're going to operate in the supernatural, you're going to need to have this scripture. I think I'll get it right. In Stephen's second Corinthians, you got 15 chapter, the 10th verse, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Is that in 2 Corinthians 10, 15? Or 1 Corinthians 10, 15? I think it might be 1 Corinthians 10, 15. All y'all computerized pushing up in here. Come on. It's 1 Corinthians 10, 15, isn't it? Or 1 Corinthians 15, 10. Oh, that's fine. 1 Corinthians 15, 10. Because I want everybody to have it. By the grace of God, I am what I am. 1 Corinthians 15, 10. That is a powerful scripture for to operate in the supernatural. Paul talks about in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he talks about a man caught up in the third heaven as a man operating in the supernatural. But he the supernatural, you listening? The supernatural mixed with your infirmity. Because your infirmity backs you all further enough to know you can't do it. Then the supernatural word. Because we can't just look for miracle and run behind miracle. We follow, seek him. And the miracles are to clarify his identity, his ability. See what I'm saying? That was a miracle, the fall. They're not to make you a show. See? So that's why you got to know your insufficiency, your inadequacies, and your inability, so you won't let nobody make you a hero. And you begin to pat yourself on the back and not give God the glory. Glory is not to be messed with. We go in the supernatural realm, a lot of glory going to show up. But glory is not to be messed with. Glory has to be dumped like a dump truck in the hand and the plan back to God. God did it. God did it. One of my men called me, and he says, when I was preaching in the minister's conference, he said, I said, breathe in and breathe out. He said he had been suffering with pan chest for 3 weeks, and when he breathed in, instantly it left him.
Wow.
Well, that's the Holy Ghost. I text him back. I said, that's the Holy Ghost. Praise God. It was the Holy Ghost doing that. You'd be an instrument. Now, remember this. I hear it in the spirit. Everyone on the sound of my voice on this line right now. How many online you are? Everyone on the sound of my voice on this line right now. You are, 94. Huh?
94.
You are a supernatural instrument for God. Oh my. You are, I am, say it, I am
a supernatural
instrument
for God.
That's important, and that's going to build something in you that nobody can take. Look at this. God never intended for his church or his children to be limited by its natural capability. He never. Find the scripture and say, why limit the Holy One of Israel? That's a good one. Taking all the limits off. We taking all the limits off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The supernatural takes all, I'm going to preach that, limits off. Yeah. Well, y'all can preach it too. Y'all great hands. I'll give y'all that. Send me $9,484 for that. The supernatural taking all the limits off. Every church under my voice right now, all limits is taken off because the man and woman of God who are listening, they are going to seek God's face about using them more firmly, more fully in the supernatural. All right? You ready for this? Here's another one. And you know I'm on this morning. I know I've been going over a half hour, but you just hold on. You are part of an indestructible, supernatural superstructure, and the gates of hell should not prevail against you. Oh, you better hear this. I am a part of an indestructible, say it, I am a part of an indestructible, supernatural superstructure, and the gates of hell should not prevail against me, nor my ministry, nor my family,
nor my finances, nor my health, nor my children.
Well, that scripture where it says the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. That's in Matthew 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we got the keys to the kingdom. Matthew 18, something like that. Matthew 18, with the gates of hell. What that scripture? No, I don't know. Matthew 16:18. I mean, the gates of hell should not prevail against you. Then you, not the gate can't prevail against you. Then you got the doggone key.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you the keys and told you the gates of hell can, and I give you the key. Or the key. Now we have to deal with this, LTMA. Many Christians, listen very carefully, because you're going to have patience, you're going to have to be anointed, you're going to have revelation in this area. Because now we've got to turn around a whole lot of emotional stuff, a whole lot of jerking, a whole lot of jumping with no power. We just got to get there. I mean, I like to jump too. You see, every now and then I'll be hoop up there. But give the message then. I'll just be having fun almost and enjoying the Lord then. And everybody get with me. They get up, boy, they get to love that. But many Christians, including pastors and leaders, refuse to accept the validity of miracles today. Now, let me tell you a secret. Witchcraft, hoodoo, false religion, false manifestation, that was revealed to us through the Bible. They're going to do that. Satanic forces going to do that, but they're not the real thing. So just because they're witchcraft and stuff doesn't mean you shouldn't operate in the supernatural.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You let them operate in that devilish stuff, and we won't operate in God's stuff. If God used you in a certain way, don't worry about the TMA. If you start doing something foolish, I'll fly in there. I got a big plan. I'll fly in there and get you straight. I ain't talking about this foolish stuff. Don't try to make nothing happen. Yield. The word is yield here. The word is yield. The word is flow. The word is follow. No fake. Ain't got no time for no fake. Because we can't fake, because the devil is not faking now. He's trying to destroy. The thief comes up with the steal, kill, and destroy. We got to be on the other side of that voice. I am. Come that you might have life, and you might have more abundant. John 10:10. Now, the reason that the average Christian and the average church is not functioning strong enough for the world to see they have something they don't have,
mm-hmm.
they do not have a revelation of God's purposes for manifesting his supernatural power. They don't have that. Romans 8:26-28 now work here. Because you see, get to the 28th verse, he said, all things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. That's supernatural. Romans 8:39. They and all these things we more than conquer. That's supernatural. You can't do that. You can't do that by just reading the scripture. See, you got to have the spirit move, and you got to expect the supernatural. Now, this is very important. People need encouragement. They need courage. But they also need confirmation. They need the word confirm in their hearts and minds. To confirm his word and provide for his people, God manifests his supernatural power.
Mm-hmm.
You look all through the book of Acts, the lamb man, the third chapter of Acts, lamb man, everybody going to church to pray. See, people praying with no miracle. No sign, no wonder. Peter and John had something else doing. See, that lamb man been sitting by the gate. Some folks been going by that, passed by him, going pray. He never got a miracle. Them two boys can't feel with the Holy Ghost. See, silver and gold have I none, but such as I had, I give thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. The boy started, caught him by the hand, caught him. And the boy stood up and started walking. And they couldn't ignore it. Because wherever Peter and John went out there, that boy was back behind him dancing, shouting and jumping. They said, wasn't it that lamb man? Now, I'm going to say something. I know somebody said, how in the hell we couldn't help him? We go and pray every day. Boy,
of the revelation, of the understanding, that it's not you doing it, but you can yield. There's a supernatural power on the inside of you will bring it to pass when you stop performing. Mm-hmm. All right? All right? All right. I'm almost through. I'm going to stop in a few minutes. Been about 40 minutes I've been gone. Listen at number 4. Turn to Acts 4. I want you to look at Acts 4. I want you to look at verse in Acts 4, verse 7. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? See, that question need to be asking us that. They need to be asking that question. You need to be asking your members that question. How you got out of there? The doctor said you wasn't going to make it. How you got out of that? See? By what power? By what name you use? We ain't got this. What name you use? Look at another voice. Look at another voice I want you to look at to give you some inspiration. Verse 10. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by what? The name of Jesus Christ called his naturalness but of Nazareth, he said he was a man, letting us know that God used a man filled with the Spirit to operate in the supernatural. That's why he said Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He ain't had to say all that. He could say in the name of Jesus. But he said Jesus Christ of Nazareth, letting you know that he was a man. Every miracle, every supernatural function that Jesus went through right here, he went through it as a man. Every miracle, every sign, every wonder, he did it as a man filled with the Holy Ghost, meaning you can duplicate his ministry.
That's right.
You got the same spirit. So watch what happened. Verse 10. Being known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised, you crucified him, but God raised him from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. All right, Lord, I'll talk about it in a minute. The cross which produced the grace and the love of God must be in the center of your message. I think they can say what they want about it. I think Jimmy Swaggart, my homeboy, got a revelation of the cross. I mean, I read his Bible. He got a revelation of the cross. I mean, everybody don't think the same way, but he got a revelation of the cross. And I think we should tuck in that cross in everything. But that cross paid for everything. And real grace came from the cross. And real love comes from the cross. Now, the scripture, what is 2 Corinthians 13, the last verse in 2 Corinthians, that's all I know. The love, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost must be wrapped around you to function in the supernatural. All right, let me give you a statement from them two verses. If the disciples had denied God's miracle power, the church would have been spiritually short-circuited, meaning today the church is short-circuited. And you see, we're going to pick up on this next impartation, but let me see, can I get this? Right here, now, we're reaching some peak points in destruction now in the world system. And psychology, academics, technology, thought they had the answer. But it's worldwide with no answer. Now, that's a door of opportunity for the church. The church have to have the answer, but the church have to have the answer through the supernatural power of God. All right? As evil increase, we're walking on the waters of the second coming of Christ. Well, you know, some people like to live in this life so much, they don't even want to hear that too much. But he's coming. And he told us specifically what kind of sign. If you look at now, earthquakes, snow, I mean, all kinds of floods happen all over the world right now. Thousands of people have died. He said in those days, get ready. So that oil was in those five virgin lamps. I think it was supernatural oil. Five of them didn't have it, you know. Cross the road. Don't stay over there with them who don't have it. That's my job. My job is to prepare you at a greater dimension, from an apostolic dimension, to know exactly what's going on. When you get on this phone, you can have no doubt at all. I know you had some revelation, but you got more now. No doubt at all what's going on. You have no doubt at all what to do. You have no doubt at all how to do it, because it's been given to you by the Holy Ghost. The early disciples positioned themselves spiritually where the Holy Spirit could flow through them on him. You see that? So how are you going to do that? Prayer time. Prayer time. I think the scripture, what is the scripture in the Bible says, when a man pray in speaking tongue, he edifies himself. Jude 20 says, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:26-28, till you get ready for to have the mind of the Spirit, know the will of God, know the purpose of God, know the call of God, know the love of God. And that's what you do. Spend your time in prayer and fellowship. And there's a message I'm going to preach, horse in the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's so important, so important, so important. I'm trying to find a closing place. I don't know whether I close with this one or not. Some Christian leaders are more concerned about being politically correct than about having the presence of the Almighty God in their service. I ain't thinking about no politics. I'm praying for them. But I got to go forward, man. The presence of God is the answer. Psalm 78:41. Y'all couldn't find it? Psalm 78:41, right? Why remember the Holy One of Israel? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see. Yes, we got to pray for politicians. No, I couldn't be a politician. I don't have no time for that. That would fry my anointing. But you pray for the one who get in there that they follow God's will. Forty-one seconds to be 50 minutes. Ha ha ha. Then I got the minutes of night, you know that? God has given you the all-powerful name of Jesus, which gives you the authority to manifest his miracle power. See, Jesus is a miracle power manifesting name. Jesus' name carried with his sign, wonders, the supernatural. Just the name of Jesus. It's all built in that name. That's why Jesus gave us two things when he left. He gave us two things. Listen, he gave us two things, his name and the Holy Ghost. His name and the Holy Ghost. That's the two things he left with us as supernatural weapons. His name and the Holy Ghost. I'll close with this one. As we enter this new dimension of the supernatural, the word will be preached, an amazing demonstration of God's glory will be clearly seen. And I think you cannot get around 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and the first five verses. Tell you how that done, how to operate in the supernatural. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. I pray today that our preparation for this season, this time, as a group of men and women of God who love God, and I know you love God, you've proven that over the years. You've proven that because you're on this line. And I bless you as your apostle, and I bless you. I bless every pastor and every other
walk of the fivefold ministry gift that is on this line, that follow these instructions slowly and closely. Ask God to repeat it to you in your heart over and over again. And in our next impartation, I'm going to take up teaching more on the processes and wisdom. Let me give you some words. Vision, wisdom, discernment, mindset, imagination, integrity, and inspiration. You got them? Well, they're going to be on tape for you. Go over those words. And always when you get a word, always find a scripture to go with it and minister to your people the proper way. Father, we thank you so much for the clarity, for the anointing, for the wisdom that you've given us today to impart to these men and women of God whom you have connected with our ministry to take it to another level. We thank you to everyone on the sound of my voice, whatever they have need of. I pray for their personal life again. I pray for their families. I pray for their health, their wealth. I pray that they walk in a deeper manner of holiness. I pray for each ministry. I pray for the flocks that are under these shepherds that are under the sound of my voice today. I pray that we grow and develop. We'll keep our eyes on you. Thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for this connection that you have. Thank you for your presence this morning. I sense your presence. Thank you, gifts and signs and wonders will begin to manifest in the life of all of those under the sound of my voice. We give you the praise this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see y'all next time. I have on a black walk suit, but it's classical. Matter of fact, I said I would tell you to bring on. but I'm going to wear that tonight. Now, for my men, I've been having my men to wear suits, fiber training. I'm going to let them dress casual, but they better dress right. But in my wardrobe, I have a lot of walk suits, and I may begin to wear them on the fiber training night. I don't know how long I'm going to keep it. Out, but I want all my pastors to know what I'm doing. But I don't want y'all to dress on the ground. It's dress down, pastor. If you're gonna dress, make you know you're a little above the normal status of dressing. If y'all want to do it, I'll start tonight, and it might be ending tonight. But I want to let you know. You have me not to let you. I only have. 10, 15 people here with they've been wearing suit every night they've been wearing. And today I do prayer for this walkthrough. Then I minister to you. Then I said in prayer, thank you, buddy. I'm going to try to get but on Sunday, we still dress at the max. But just to let you know that. And then you know when I change. All right, son.
Don't forget February 18th and 19th will be the next Monday Coming to You virtual conference. You all have a blessed day and a great rest of the week.